Hi everyone, I'm Fern from Evidence of a Crime, a true crime podcast. I use extensive research to respectfully tell the stories of missing people, unsolved, cold cases, murder cases, and more from around the world. I've covered well-known cases such as Jacob Wetterling, an 11-year-old boy who disappeared in the USA, but mostly cover lesser-known cases, such as the disappearance of Ruth Wilson, the murder of Carl Bridgewater, and the double murder of Monica and Dominique Frome. You can listen to Evidence of a Crime on all podcast platforms, or search Evidence of a Crime to find me on social media.
Welcome to Reverie True Crime. I'm your host, Paige. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the pandemic has left many adults and children stuck inside with their abusers. So let's talk about it. Quoting Will Averill, the Willow Domestic Violence Center Director of Communications, quote, "Domestic violence affects extended family, social circles, communities, cities, and has profound effects nationally in terms of the expenses and the impact it has on emergency response. At any point in domestic violence, there can be many emergency services that are called into play, such as law enforcement, ambulance services, legal services, and hospitals. These things are not just private family issues," end quote. He also made some points that maybe sometimes we forget are huge forms of domestic violence. It's not just physical abuse all of the time. It's isolating people from their families and friends, not letting them work, and not giving them access to any money. You've also got verbal abuse, threats, even using religion as a way to keep people from leaving, doing whatever they have to do or say to be the ones in control, and so much more. It's emotional, it's mental, and it's physical. It can be just one, or it can be all three. They're all horrifying. During the springtime is when Corey Green, who is the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner's Coordinator at LMH Health, says they usually see the most cases of sexual battery. But when quarantine, social distancing, and all of that was happening during their normal times to see a lot of these cases, they didn't get nearly as many cases like they usually would. Some people would think that fewer cases, that's great. But actually, it's the opposite. During the pandemic, people in need of assistance cannot leave where they're living to get help. Their abusers are always home, and there's no time to get away from them long enough to leave. Back in the springtime, especially, a lot of shelters were not even open. So since March until this month even, a lot of people have had to be put in hotels and go further from their towns to find any kind of housing or shelter. It's been extremely difficult. All of these articles I'm sourcing from are from all over the United States, but they all have the same kind of responses and information. As we know, almost everyone is at home during these times, and nurse examiners are having to get creative with their ideas on what to do if the person they're living with becomes violent, as well as coming up with plans for when or even if the person is ready to make the brave and dangerous decision to leave. Corey Green stated, quote, "It is hard to watch people suffer. While studies are showing us that there is an increase in intimate partner violence, we cannot definitively speak to that because our numbers do not reflect this. However, it is possible we aren't seeing these patients because they can't leave their situations. There is a silent pandemic going on, and we need to talk about these things. COVID-19 is causing many more secondary symptoms to people in the community than some may realize. COVID-19 has more symptoms than an x-ray showing opaque lungs, end quote. Even before the pandemic, resources for the abused can really be low. During these times we are living in today with COVID, some survivors are being monitored and supervised closely, according to the Lawrence Journal out of Kansas. Having options handy is obviously vital in aiding a survivor to, number one, get away, but to also stay away. If resources were low before the pandemic, we can only imagine how much harder it is now for people to get the help they need when they are with their abusers every single day and night. As mentioned before, there's no moment to leave the house unless you get extremely lucky, and even talking on the phone is nearly impossible, most of the time, without every word being listened to, if they're even able to use the phone at all. People that work in these fields of helping survivors are thinking of many different options to help people keep themselves alive. One of the things that we can do as a community is donate money and supplies such as hygiene products and essentials to shelters, nonprofit organizations, or any place that helps survivors in need because there is such a shortage of resources right now. Jeanette Mall, an attorney in Muskingum County in Ohio, representing victims of domestic violence, said, quote, "You have economic issues, you have substance abuse issues, you have depression and suicide. People who are extroverts are now suddenly in their home, and victims have nowhere to go because they're locked into their home." Nationally, 1 in 5 child abuse cases are reported by their teachers. Obviously, once we started the lockdown until the school year just started, we wouldn't have had teachers, bus drivers, principals involved with people's lives. The other issue, too, is that some people continue to self-quarantine. So again, you wouldn't have neighbors, neighborhood kids, what have you, noticing whether a child or victim of domestic violence wasn't out in public. They would think that was perhaps a choice, end quote. With a lot of schools opening back up and kids getting into their routines of going back to school, and a lot of people have been able to go back to their jobs, domestic abuse cases are slowly beginning to be reported again. We must keep raising awareness about domestic violence and not be silent about it. Not just for the month of October, but every single month. Let it be known that we care all of the time and not just 1 month out of the year. This is critical that people understand how serious this is. What people are facing, not only adults, but children as well. And keep raising our voices to make it crystal clear that domestic violence is not just something the person being abused needs to care about or deal with, but all of us as a whole need to make it known that we will not stand for it, and we will do anything in our power to help. There was a study that observed x-rays that 25 women had opted to take, as well as one male during this COVID-19 pandemic, which did show a rise in abuse related to the person's partner. The x-rays show damage to the face, chest, and stomach, all from domestic violence. Initially, when this study started 3 years ago, the numbers were lower, but now have risen and the x-rays have proven that there are more injuries now than ever before. Before the pandemic, domestic violence is not reported 80% of the time. People are also terrified to catch COVID if they were to go to an emergency room for help with their injuries. That could be another reason why victims have not gone for medical assistance this year. In a lot of cases, survivors really love their partner and don't want to get out of that relationship. They just want the abuse to stop. Unfortunately, abusers are unlikely to stop abusing unless they truly want the help, which can be rare. During this time, some things are returning back to normal. Even so, while we are confined to our homes most of the time, we might not have thought, you know, I haven't seen that little girl or boy next door in a while, or I haven't seen that lady down the street in a few months. Because that has been the normal this year, when any other time, of course, that would have been a huge red flag to people. Survivors are still not being noticed as things have started to open back up, especially if people don't know how to spot abuse. So we need everyone possible to be educated on domestic violence signs so we can all notice it. Here are a few signs that we need to look for. Ask yourself, is their partner talking down on them, insulting them, embarrassing them in front of other people? It isn't always terribly noticeable either, as the partner can pass it off as a joke in public and giggle about it when they say it. So, if you can, ask your loved one if their partner does this a lot and if it's sometimes not in a joking manner. Even if they deny that it's happening, just keep an eye out for it yourself. Does the person come off as if they're always tiptoeing around their partner? They're anxious, nervous about making their partner mad? Someone that abuses their partner can come off super charming in front of others, but when no one else is around and it's just the two of them, bad things can happen if the victim has done something in public or behind closed doors that isn't even meant to make them mad, but they blow up about it when the two are alone. Sometimes the abused partner feels like it's all their fault and they're not doing something right and they are the problem. That's just not true. The victim may not seem like their old self in public. They may change how they normally are not to set off their partner. The abused person may start to tell you that they need to leave early, they need to get home by a certain time, they can't go out to get coffee or spend time with you. So look for those signs. Does someone you know make excuse after excuse for the way their partner acts, or do they blame themselves for it? When someone is abused, they can have a lot of feelings of humiliation and fault. So, they'll tell you that their partner is stressed out over work or stressed out about other things and that they don't mean the things that they say and that everything is fine, when really, it's not. Does their partner seem really envious or even super possessive? In a lot of cases, abusers want and get access to their partner's Facebook, Instagram, text messages, and pretty much their phone in general. When you're out with your loved one, does their partner text the whole time you're both trying to spend time together, call, or FaceTime a lot? Usually, FaceTiming a lot means that they're trying to make sure the victim is where they say they are at all times. They may even have their locations on in their iMessages or another app that tells the abuser where their partner is 24/7. Does your loved one have bruises or any kind of serious injuries? Especially if you just saw them recently and all of a sudden you see something has happened to them. Expect them to make excuses about it. The abused rarely will admit if it's from their partner. They feel that shame and they blame themselves. So it's unlikely that they will be honest with you. They may tell you that they just fell down, they tripped, they bumped into something, the family pet scratched them, and many other excuses. Just check in on them as often as possible and make sure they're doing okay, especially if you notice that this is a reoccurring thing. Has the person backed away from their friends, from their family? This is a huge pattern with abusers. They love to isolate their victims. A lot of abusers start off slowly. They'll tell the victim that they need to spend more time with them. In my own experience, they'll talk down about their own family and friends just so you will not get close to them or trust them. They don't want the victim to trust them enough to tell them if they're being treated badly. As far as the victim's family and friends, the partner that is abusing will convince and even brainwash the victim to think negative things about their family and friends. I know a lot of this from firsthand experience. The victim often doesn't have a support system because the abuser will convince them that you don't need anyone in the world but them. Hey, all we need is each other. If you see that their character and normal disposition is not the same anymore, that's a huge red flag. They're usually not going to admit to being abused because they're scared or they think everything is their fault. You'll notice that they're not as bubbly as they used to be. They'll be nervous, they'll have anxiety, depression, they'll withdraw from conversations, or they'll withdraw from people in the room. Do you notice a change in what they're wearing? Their weight? Their hair? Abusers like to control. So you may see that your loved one is changing what they wear because the abuser said they need to dress a certain way. They need a different hair color or a different haircut. They need more curves or they need to lose weight. Even something as drastic as a boob job or some kind of cosmetic surgery that you know they never would have gotten otherwise. So those are some signs that we all need to be paying attention to. Make sure you're checking on your loved ones, calling them, FaceTiming them. Make sure that you're verbally talking to them. A text is great, but it also helps to hear that person's voice and see if anything seems off over the phone. You can tell a lot by a person's voice. Also, I will be doing a specific case about domestic violence, which will be available on the 28th. But I thought it was also important to highlight the spike of abuse during the pandemic and what we can do as a community to help and notice what's going on around us. If you or someone you know may be a victim of domestic abuse, please call 1-800-500-1119 to talk to the nearest experts near you. For the protection of the caller, this hotline number cannot be traced and it will not be seen on your phone bill. You can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. But just be cautioned that I do not know if that number is traceable or will show up on your phone bill. You can also text the crisis text line. I'll post all the numbers that are specific to the USA as well as internationally in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode. If you are able to, please check on your loved ones as much as possible, especially if you know or suspect that abuse is happening in the home. Have code words with each other. Organize an escape plan safely if it's possible. I can't stress these things enough. I love you guys. Please stay safe.